Hello, this is Daniel, aka Cockroach, and you're listening to the one and only Neverwinter Nights podcast. Hola, soy Daniel, más conocido como Cucaracha, y estáis escuchando el único e irrepetible podcast de Neverwinter Nights.
Este aburrimiento me saca de mis casillas. ¡Pongámonos en marcha!
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hola, soy Trey, más conocido como Asherton.
Why yo soy Skunkin, más conocido como Skunk de Cordobra. Y estudis, están escuchando el único podcast de Neverwinter Nights.
Hey, ¿qué pasa? ¿Cómo va todo?
Trey, estamos hablando español. ¿Cómo demonios?
Yo no estoy hablando español.
Oh, Dios mío. Nos han maldito.
Hechizo. ¿Quién?
Hesperia.
¿Con quién vas a hablar?
Hola? The Spanish Inquisition? Sí, he did it again. Can you break the spell, please, and tie that damn bug into your deepest dungeons? He wants to make all the Neverwinter Nights community talk Spanish. Oh, yes. Pequino Cabron? Oh, thanks, see ya. It's fixed.
Thank goodness, different one. I thought I was starting to learn the flamingo dance and eat tortilla de pastas. What happened?
Maybe because this night we have an interview with
Cockroach. QK. QKRCH, some of you might know him as. So, we plan on doing an interview with him, and he does this to us.
Yeah, he's an AME member, Academy of Modding Excellence, skilled builder, designer for the DMFI, and news updater over on neverwinteros.com.
This is where I should end up saying something insulting and witty against him, but I just don't have the heart and cruelty, you know. Like he is, he's a bad man.
That was kind of weird. How do you do that?
Voodoo.
He made us speak in Spanish.
You know that kind of stuff could get us hurt. You know,
how's
you know,
that?
Be out in public and you know say the wrong thing and might get us shot or slapped, and we'd have no clue what we just said.
So the Halloween project went pretty good, didn't it? Did you play all the houses?
No, I haven't yet. I'm still being a busy bee. Yeah, a busy skunk.
I've played through quite a few of them. Probably about half of them so far.
Yeah, it looks like it turned out. You know, when it was released, you know, busy with Halloween here. Had to make up for the partying on the next night after Halloween.
You partied the next night after Halloween?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Beer.
Any sharks?
Oh, why do you want to mention sharks?
I don't know. Sorry.
That was done in the last the message. C. Lucius. Wanted to know why I had a problem with sharks. Yeah. But now
his name comes from sharks.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of rambling here. So hey, what do we have in the news? Storm of Zaheer has went gold.
Mm-hmm.
Is that awesome?
Yeah, but we're not gonna see any of that gold.
Why not?
They gonna mail us gold?
Get gold in game.
Oh yeah.
So what do you know? So what do you know about the new campaign from Neverwinter Nights 2, Storm of Zaheer? What do you know about it?
Well, just going back to what we said before, that they've said that they're going back to the roots of the RPG gaming with this series, you know, back with like Icewind Dale and the abilities to play a full party group, make your own full party group, up to like 6 characters. So I've been playing Icewind Dale lately, a little bit here and there. I completed the OC of that, but I haven't went to like the expansion parts for it yet, like Heart of Winter and Trials of Luremaster.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So how long is this new campaign going to be?
I believe I heard that like 15 hours or such, and it's going to take you through like places like Neverwinter and Crossroads Keep and exotic places like the xenophobic jungle nation of Samarok.
Nice. You pronounce those very well. Better than I could.
Well, I love this stuff. Oh, like last episode, Dave and yourself were talking about the Doom Guide of Kelimvjor.
And I didn't say it right, did I?
You said it right. Yeah, I believe you said Kelimvjor.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah. He's the Lord of the Dead, you know, like they, like it's not really much of a spoiler. Don't worry. Kelimvjor is the Lord of the Dead in the Forgotten Realms, and he's right. A main character in the Mask of Betrayer game. So,
cool.
You get to learn quite a bit about him. So, you get to be like a representative character of Kelimvjor, which they pretty much despise seeing like torments of the undead and people's souls being brought back up to life by necromancers and such. So, like, their characters would hate necromancers.
I see.
Because it's wrong to raise the dead. Let them rest.
So, Skunk, tell us about what you found out about the credits of the Storm of Sahirs.
Oh, yes. Atari and Obsidian gave us a special thanks in the credits. I wonder if it's going to be in the actual game, but it's in the manual.
Page 69?
Yeah, page 69. Yeah, that's something. That blew us away.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, dude!
Yeah, so thank you very much, Atari and Obsidian, for putting us into there.
I was like, what did we do? Yeah, there was lots of names in there that we recognized. There was Ben Wynette Hoosey and all kinds of people from the community. So anyway, most of what we were just talking about came from an article that came out this past weekend announcing that Neverwinter Nights 2 Storm of Sahirs went gold. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes for you, and you can check that out.
I heard a rumor that they were having a party today for was about it going gold.
Oh, cool. So they got their gold.
Yeah, well, either that or beer. I hope they're drinking beer at a party. What should be like the Kool-Aid, you know, or Tang.
Or Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Actually, Coke Zero. I like Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah. I just wonder, what do they do at a office party for game companies?
I don't know.
Have a LAN party playing games.
I'm sure Ferkus has a Ferrari they can drive around in.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Next week, we're going to have an interview with Bobby Knoll Jr., who is a designer for Obsidian, and Justin Raynard, a programmer. And we'll coincide that with the Storm of Sahir release. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'd be wicked to hear some designer and programmer thoughts from those two.
Yeah, Michelle captured them for us. In other news, I also heard that Lord of Worms has released his final version of his Seasonal Forest version 10. Don't we have a interview with Worm coming up here pretty soon?
Yes, we do. It's already been in the bag, and he most likely got tired of waiting for us to release it, but, you know, These things take time. But you're going to like the interview, folks, with Worms.
So is Worms kind of a pretty cool guy?
Hell yeah, it's Lord of Worms. He's like numero uno of tile sets for Neverwinter Nights 1. So, yeah, his stuff looks too good. You've seen his tile sets before.
Yes, I've seen them.
They're wicked.
They're awesome. Didn't Dave use some of that in his Treasure Island?
No, he used that for... He made his Treasure Island stuff for Neverwinter Nights 2. But Worm's stuff, it looks so good, people could really easily mistake it for Neverwinter Nights 2. So, folks, check out Seasonal Forest version 10. And look forward to the interview with Worms real soon. All right.
So, hey, Skunk, did you have some more news?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. A friend of the podcast, Jason999, has recently submitted a plethora of submissions to the vault, and I've been going through these and looking at them. Such things as the rug pack, which has like 40-some rugs, and they're all tintable.
Rugs?
Rugs.
You mean like the things you put on the floor?
Yes, you put them on the floor, and you can change the colors of them.
Oh, wow.
But he also has a bunch of interior wall texture packs. Well, it's one pack. But if you take a look at these, and he recently submitted a guide to making custom load hints. Load hints. You know what load hints are?
A load hint. Yes, it's like when the load screens are up on the screen, it's the little sayings that pop up down in the corner.
Yeah, that like tells you like brush your teeth 3 times a day and eat your vegetables. And
yeah, like one of the houses I was going through in the Halloween mod, the theme was Resident Evil. And load hints would pop up down there, but there were tidbits and history about Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that must have been Barra. He's a Resident Evil fanatic.
It wasn't Barra. It was Black Rain.
It was Black Rain? Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. Anyway, yes, I know what a load hint is. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Did I win a cookie?
Yeah, I go download it. That's our cookie. This is a great beginner's guide to making custom load hints is our cookie.
Oh, I see. Well, here, I'll have one. That was good.
And this session was brought to you by the letter I.
Are you trying to say we're Sesame Street? Let's get down with some podcast updates. So we're going to have a new contest. What do you think about that?
What's the new contest?
Okay, for all commenters and donators for the months of September, October, and November of this year, we're going to draw a single name at the end of November for... Oh, sorry, my cell phone's ringing. Hold on.
Come on, man. What do they get?
Okay. You want to know what they get? Do you really want to know?
Yes, I want to know what they get.
We're going to give away a brand new spanking copy of the new expansion, Storm of Zaheer.
But I want that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of your cookie monster, what? Cookie munching. You can send that to me.
I'm sorry. Podcast employees are not eligible. Now, we can't make giving a donation one of the requirements for entry, but we want to encourage it. So if you don't want to leave a donation, or you can also leave a comment and get your name in the hat. And if you don't want to leave a comment on the website, then you can send us an email and you're entered. You can be entered that way too. So Skunk, there's three ways you can be entered: by sending in a donation to help support the podcast, leave a comment on our comment page after this episode or any episode, or send us an email and say, hey, I want to be in the contest, entered for the contest. One entry per person.
So this contest would accomplish two things. One, to help promote Storms of Zaheer's release, and also help raise up some donations to cover server costs and hostings and production costs for the podcast. So, good luck, folks.
So let the donations, comments, and emails begin. And remember, all entries can and will be used on future episodes. So now it's time for the interview. This week we have Cockroach, a.k.a. QK, with us. And I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Vamos a empezar la batalla, la del día a día, la que nunca acaba. Pero vamos a empezarla con ganas. Creo que hoy podemos ganarla con mi ejército de sonrisas. Vamos a plantarle cara a la presa con mi ejército de verdades. No se disparan balas.
We are privileged to have on the show another AME member, Mr. Cockroach, AQK, a.k.a. Daniel. He lives in Spain and is a member of the Academy of Modding Excellence as a skilled and experienced NWN2 builder. He is also currently building for the Cielos Oscuros NWN2 module, that's Dark Skies, and is the head designer of the NWN2 DMFI tools. He keeps the news updates over on the Spanish website neverwinteros.com and is more focused to the international community. QK is also associated with a translation group called Dylan that exports the best NWN2 mods to the Spanish language. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I have to say that I'm very glad to be here at the one and only Neverwinter Nights podcast, because I love the community movement. There's no home for the community like this is a strong pillar of news and thoughts about Neverwinter Nights. So I would like to thank you to you for all the insane work you do, as I am a community guide to you who usually gives news in a Neverwinter Nights website. And I know all the work that is behind all these podcasts and the time you spend on it. And I'm a real fan of Neverwinter Nights podcast because of that, and because, I'm improving my English and listening to all of you.
Oh, that's awesome. You speak... Okay, you speak English well.
Very well.
So, you're a busy cockroach, aren't you?
Well, yes, that is what it means. My handle is QKRC8. It means cucaracha, without vocals in Spanish, cockroach. And all of my best friends usually call me Cuca, not QK. You must spell it in Spanish. It's Cuca, huh?
Cuca.
Which is here, it's here the diminutive for cucaracha, you know?
Cucaracha.
Yeah, those works on the floor, and we say that. That's a cuca.
A cucaracha.
Yeah, a cucaracha ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar.
Whatever he said.
Yeah, better don't translate that last phrase. Yes, most of the people think that I am real back and that I eat tacos and work until the light shows and that I'm part of the Spanish Inquisition. But the truth is that apart that nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, and they have a lot of free time because of my boring real life. And I'm Spanish, and I live in the beautiful Spain. And I am a 28-year-old roach without too much luck, but it's strong enough to not die in a nuclear attack. And I have no lady cockroach on my side, and I'm right now unemployed, and I do freelance work with a computer in my little town, which is a place right next to the Mediterranean Sea and makes people very quiet and relaxed. And I have a strong passion for any kind of audiovisual project, since music until web design or video games creation. Well, that's my passion, and I really would like to be a top on that. So I try to spend all my spare time learning new software or practicing, most of all video and joining with Neverwinter Nights. While most of the people sleep, I used to read, create or create with a toolset, which has been my favorite tool since 2K2, and that passion and work, together with my six legs, I mean myself, Neverwinter Nights guru. There's nothing that Neverwinter Nights build that I didn't try or didn't know. I can build modules or paint maps or mess with the two-dimensional eyes or create my own other custom content or fight with the interface environment. But mostly just producing a good diversity of ideas and help the Neverwinter Nights community, most of all.
Excellent. You are very busy. I think everybody knows that, too. So, Daniel, why don't you tell us what you do for the Academy of Modding Excellence and how long you have been with them?
Well, I'm the happy guy, you know. Yes, Ben says that everyone must keep me happy there or I could produce a storm. And it was last year when I saw Ben's recruitment at some Obsidian forums, and my first idea was to try to get near the international community to the Golden Dragon Awards. And I couldn't do it because we were little people for reviewing all the non-English content, and that made me very sad because the international content is top-notch too, and most of the Neverwinter Nights community misses good content because it's not in English. But after all, I tried to do my best for Amy, and well, first of all, I made the website and forums for the Academy because they needed a home to start a bigger project. You know, just the Neverwinter Nights 2 awards were coming in 2K7. I'm actually the webmaster for the guild, and later I'm another member more of them and mainly focused on Neverwinter Nights 2, leading some important categories such as the community contribution or custom content. And I tried my best for the nomination, and I didn't realize later that I overtook most of the categories with my nominations. So if I have a definition, say Amy, I would say that I'm the no chairman, because I couldn't sit down there for the last year until the season ended. But I really feel like another Amy member more. I knew great people on the Amy panel with different perspectives of what Neverwinter Nights is, and mostly all didn't deny the duties for the guild, and they're really making that Amy grows up since the chairman, like Bannon and Darian, until Tibai, Chet, Stalindis, or not people pass. I mean, the awards really need people like this, and I'm really happy to be in the Academy, and I would like to say that right now we're recruiting more people for the 2K awards, and so if anyone wants to join them, you're more than welcome.
So if somebody wants to join up, how do they get a hold of you?
You just go to the amy.nordwinterball.ign.com and you can talk with any of us, just with Ben and Terry and me, whatever, and ask. Just easy as hell.
So there's not much of an application process, so like if I message them, tell them I've been banned from like 50 persistent world, banned from the vault, you know, but I'd have a good opinion.
Well, it's not what they say. The skanking is very dark in the secret forums, the private forums. It's like all they discuss in, hey, this module is better than this one, and this custom content is better than the other, and we finally got fight all together. Yeah, yeah.
You created some pretty good videos for the 2007 nominations and winners, and is that your passion, video production?
Well, yes, indeed I have passion for the media production, and I used to work with Flash to make web animation and scenes, but you know, the YouTube Century came out, and I am now more focused to the video production, which is not very different from Flash. And my idea for the Emmy nomination and winner videos was for giving the Academy a better look than a simple list on an ugly web page, and that it would help giving publicity and good propaganda to the Emmy project. And it was great. I think people liked the videos, and the Emmy guys were quite happy with them, and I'm sure some nominated people had a heart attack while watching them. Maybe you?
Yeah, I have one of your videos favorited on my YouTube account. angry German kid trying to patch Nights 2.
Hey, no, you know, you should have won the Community Contribution Award, but, well, I have now to apologize to Jay because he didn't add him into the voices of the nomination video, and when I was going to do a cool miss of the Neverwinter Night podcast, you didn't win the award, and so I was really sad for this. That's were my favorite. But you know, there was a lot of work in those videos, and some more people of the Emmy panel were involved into the script and voiceovers, like Ben. The Neverwinter Nights One shots made the Neverwinter Nights One videos were basically coordinated by Andarian with more people from the panel.
That's okay. We'll win next year.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, but I also have many other videos with Neverwinter Night as my concept. And I love to show what it can be done with the Neverwinter Nights modding. And the first thing I did for Neverwinter Nights 2 was 10 video tutorials about the basics for building with the Electron toolset. You know, since the environment or paint your own maps until scripting or custom content. They make about 2 hours of live tools and lessons. And I'm very proud of these videos because I received a lot of messages and emails from Spanish people to thank me for the work and quality of the lessons. And in fact, I arrived to get free Hall of Fame on board for them, which is amazing because the tutorials are all in Spanish and so on. You know, only Spanish people bought it, and you know, not like the overknown video of the German kid trying to patch Neverwinter Nights 2, which is not a serious video, that's for sure. And you know, most of my other videos are on youtube.com/cockroach. And they are mainly demos and shows of my Neverwinter Nights 2 works, but maybe my favorite video is not there. I talk about a 45-minute video. It's a documentary movie I made a year ago, and it's called Making of a Persistent Wall. It's a funny movie where you will find a group of Neverwinter Nights builders and players meeting together, including myself, in a distant cottage to share their last work on the process of building an online campaign with Neverwinter Nights while sharing some beers, games, and thoughts about the game and its modding development. And I'm lucky because I live in a small country like Spain, and every year I can easily get together with my Neverwinter Night partners, people, a weekend, maybe once or twice a year. And it's a beautiful experience, you know, almost 6 years talking, building, and playing with some people that you trust in a virtual environment, and later you realize that they are the same kind of person you always imagined. So be careful with the people that is all day drinking beer and wine in your Persistent Worlds tavern, because you will find the same thing in the real life, you know. All the drunk people.
So, Daniel, you're also a builder for the NWN2 Cielos Oscuros project, or Dark Skies. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I'm not only the builder, I'm the admin on an engine of Cielos Oscuros, which could be translated to Dark Skies, as you said, or CO. That is how we name it. CO is easier. Huh? So, CO was the first thing I made for Neverwinter Nights 1. It's a Spanish persistent world which came out in December 2K2, and it's based on custom settings and environment I created from my own dreams and imagination. It started like a little game, and it was the thing that approached me to Neverwinter Nights, but suddenly transformed into one of the best online worlds for Spanish people because of its visual quality and hard roleplay, and it scored perfect 10 from the community. There were a lot of people that worked into CO since I was on scriptors until great mapper for Dungeon Masters, and I made good friends in it, and they created the plot with their characters through all the CO history. And these are currently 6 years of Neverwinter Nights gaming at building, as I said before, and we're actually developing CO for Neverwinter Nights 2 since the game came out, and we're hoping to release it someday because it is almost ready for getting online to the world again, but you know, some problems with the game stability and the fact that in Spain some servers are very expensive and very slow in bandwidth, we had to step back a little, and it's the truth, and it's really sad because there's a lot of Spanish people who like to see again the Cielos Oscuros over their heads and remind the old times in Neverwinter Nights 1, and I think strongly that CO will be ready to play it soon, and Storm of Here will help for that for sure, yes. And we are hoping all of that to open our server, yeah.
So will this module be in all, it'll be all in Spanish, or will we be able to play
it will be only in Spanish, yes.
Okay.
It was always a Spanish persistent wall, and it will keep that, but I did something I will tell later to congratulate all that people that plays in English and cannot play Cielos Oscuros.
We'll have to wait until next time he places that curse on us again. In your bio on the AME, you state you have left Neverwinter Nights 1 behind. Care to tell us why you made that decision, please?
Well, yes, I got sick, you know. It's an illness named tylophobia, yes. Tylophobia, you know what is it? Yes. Tylophobia? No? Well, okay. Imagine that you have been working with a toolset for years without stopping, doing all kind of stuff like 10,000 line scripting or 200 areas for your persistent wall, and suddenly you want to stop and play a little and play another community modules or persistent walls different from yours, but suddenly you can't. You start to have mayhems about Neverwinter Nights while sleeping, and later you start to see Neverwinter Nights in your real life. Just trying to buy a magical sword in a store, or trying to put a crossroad tile in the street because I couldn't pass because of the traffic, or maybe thinking that my unrest event was not working properly because I woke up at 12 o'clock. And then it comes the hate to the game, and after entering into a model city, you will know that your character will find the same building and a square tile, and the same floor, and the same trees in the forest, and the same rats in the tavern, and it was like a paranoid scene tiles instead of a game. Same thing for the Neverwinter Nights script, you know, while my character was dying, I was analyzing the script in my head, you know, looking for bugs instead of dying like a real hero. And it sounds a little weird, but the feeling of I have done that 1,000 times was making me paranoid, and I had to close all my Neverwinter Nights projects and say goodbye to the game, and waited on the shadow for Neverwinter Nights 2, which fortunately doesn't have many tiles to mess, and I get the more professional feeling in the modding. But I enjoy a lot Neverwinter Nights 1, don't get confused, I play it and I love it so much that maybe it was that passion which made me get away from it, and Neverwinter Nights 1 is one of the best RPG video games in the history of video games, and one of the most open to the mod, and for me it was time to make the evolution to a harder and more sophisticated tool as the Electron Toolset for Neverwinter Nights 2. Boom.
So, talophobia, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I invented that word.
That's awesome. Okay, Cockroach, you're also the head designer for NWN2 DMFI, Dungeon Master Friendly Initiative. How did you get that gig, and what does that all involve?
Well, yes, it was an accident. You know, like everyone who had a persistent wall, I love the DMFI tools. They are the best scripted tools you can find in Neverwinter Nights. And the brochure for the Dungeon Master may be a dream for everyone who wants to develop a roleplay adventure online. And in the past, I did the official Spanish translation for the Neverwinter Nights 1 tools, together with the CO team, so in some way, I was involved into the DMFI guild, and I promised to do the translation for the Neverwinter Nights 2 tools. But when Mask of the Betrayer came out, you know, there were some interface functions that stopped working in the game for good, and that affected the entire DMFI tools package, and you couldn't load the DMFI tools after the patch 1.10. And there were a lot of people who came to the Neverwinter Nights 2 CR chat channel and began to cry because their tools were not working. And I started digging into the forums, and I realized that the old spirit and scripter of the DMFI guild, Demetrius, had left the Neverwinter Nights modding and the updates of the tools. And I did a mistake, you know, big mistake, it's all pride of Kuka, to shout, "Hey guys, that's easy to fix." Oh my god. You know, it's, the tools are like an ocean of code from the best Neverwinter Nights scripts and ideas of the community from the last six years. And it can be imagined even for the most experienced scripters out there. But, well, I did not only fix the tools. I was pushed by Webby, who's one of the Neverwinter Nights 2 community representatives, to make new useful additions such as the screen that allows the DM to store their objects in a database, or compatibility for the Neverwinter Nights 2 custom effects, or destroy objects in a given radius, or the new target tool that allows you to have all the MFI functions in a little screen instead of the slow context menu that came out by default, and more simple functions and ideas I had, like sending pop-up windows to the players. And I don't know why, but I succeeded in the hard task, and I'm not a real scripter. But I'm very proud of to have entered into the legion of the DMFI scripters, but sadly I don't have time or will for them, and I cannot give them the attention they need, and would like that someone takes the hard responsibility of maintaining these tools. Maybe someone more experienced than me, coding, it would be perfect, but right now I'm the only one there, and I wouldn't allow such tools to die in the forgiveness. If a storm of the heat comes out, then there is no help. I'm sure I will do another update for everyone.
You know what? Y'all have no idea how evil Cockroach actually is. We both work on the DMFI together, and I mostly mess with Neverwinter Nights 1, and he was doing work for Neverwinter Nights 2 with the DMFI, and I never noticed his handle in the DMFI forum, because his handle is slightly different. So we finally meet one time on IRC, and we start talking about dungeon mastery, and we start talking about the DMFI, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I'm part of the DMFI too." And he's like, "Oh yes, yes, yes. I wish." And he started talking about all this passion for Neverwinter Nights 2 and DMing. I'm like, "Yeah, you have quite a heart for that. You know, maybe you should get involved in the DMFI." He's like, "Yeah, well, maybe I should." So I start ranting about, you know, all these possible tools and tips and tricks. And he's like, "Yeah."
He's already written them.
He's already written them. He just, and I'm here, we're here talking about this in front of tons of other people, and somebody is Webby. He ends up saying, "Skunk, I think he already knows this stuff." What do you mean? What do you mean? He created the tools for Neverwinter Nights 2, and I was here trying to recruit him into the DMFI, and he just embarrassed the hell out of me.
Bad Cockroach.
Bad.
Sorry, thank you. But the truth is that I'm involved in many projects for Neverwinter Nights community, so maybe I know all the people involved in every project. And you see, then I would be there, you know, like Amy.
There's about like 5 people laughing at me thanks to him.
That's hilarious.
I vowed whenever I see QK in game, I'm gonna kill him.
Oh no. I'm dungeon master too.
So it sounds like are you still working on those tools, or are you needing, it sounds like, well, you said you still need help, or no?
Yeah, I still need help because I don't have time for them, and yeah. I have to do, you know, critical updates. When the game will have the expansion, I will do another update, but if there's no people to help, I can't do it by myself alone. It's very difficult, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But there was a lot of people who emailed me with some suggestions and fixes, and it's great. I read them all, and I would include those things in the future update.
Cool. So if there's any scripters listening that want to help out, go over to the AME forums and tell QK that you want to help him, right?
Yeah. Go everywhere. I'm everywhere. Yeah. Like Jesus Christ.
Wherever he is. He's cockroaches are everywhere.
Yep.
Not here.
So what is neverwinteros.com and what do you do for them?
Well, you know, Neverwinteros is the most ancient and fun website in Spanish about Neverwinter Nights. It was in 2K4 when all the Spanish Neverwinter Nights fan sites went down by unknown reasons, and I got angry for it. Mainly because I used to post a lot in those forums, and because I had the CEO website hosted in one of those sites. And
wait, hold on a second. So in 2004, all the Spanish fan sites went down all at once?
Yep. Yeah, all at once.
And nobody knows why?
No, I think there were host problems, and people don't want to pay the dominions.
Okay, I see. So during that whole year, they kind of slowly faded away. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they faded.
I see.
There wasn't a conspiracy of some sort.
I didn't know.
No. It was very weird, but, you know, with some luck, a guy who usually posted on those fan sites got my email, and he contacted with me to talk about some building problems and tips about the toolset, and we made friendship, and he offered me to host my Persistent World website because he was working with host providers and he wanted to do his own website too, but I thought, you know, and what about the others? And there's a lot of Spanish people out there who need a place to discuss, and have you realized that there's no kind of support for users who don't speak English inside the BioWare forums? We must do something, dude. And yes, that something was neverwinteros.com, and with the phrase "for those who enjoy Neverwinter Nights" as our main flag, we created a website for all the Spanish people who play and build with Neverwinter Nights. And together with some other people of the Spanish community, we try to help the people on forums and give news about what is happening with Neverwinter Nights and provide downloads, tutorials, reviews, and finally show to the people that the Spanish community can say a lot to the game. And we successfully got 6,000 users, and we have been 4 years online, and we're still working every day and playing Neverwinter Nights only in Spanish. Well, one of the best and last movements we made was to get together with a translation group, Clandeland.net, and they are a guild which works translating video games that don't come just translated or very bad translated, you know. And they did translation for games such as Vampire Bloodlines or Call of Cthulhu or Oblivion. Mm-hmm. And really awesome stuff what these guys do. And we joined into the initiative, The Land Neverwinteros, and we get together to translate the best Neverwinter Nights 2 English modules to Spanish. And I extract the text and I translate all the scripts while they do the proper translation of the dialogues. And finally I import all and repackage again all and do the main testing. And we have translated and released for the moment Pool of Radiance by Marcus Wayne Slagle and Tragedy in Tragedor by Phoenixus and Night Halls in the Cell of Heaven by Jackie123, and finally Moon Shadows Chapter 1 by Alex Hugan, that was released this past week. Eh? Wow. The result is excellent because the Dylan group are really professional and organized people, and I'm very proud of the work we have been doing, and we got an article about the quality of our work in the best Spanish video game magazine, which is called Micromania, and which made us feel really, really happy. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really cool.
Well, I bet that's a lot of work to do all that translation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. I usually got about text files about 1 mega or 500 kilobytes. it's sold text, you know, and later to have to translate the scripts too, that's my task, it's very hard, and because you have to look for all the speak string and all the send message to PC and that kind of things. And later to test it is, it's very hard. And you know that the Neverwinter Nights 2 has a problem with TLK files, with the talk table files, and that make it even harder, you know?
Right. So I think you should be nominated next year for community contribution. for NWN2.
You know, I was so idiot that I took the community contribution championship, and I cannot vote myself.
Maybe you should step down so you can win next year. I'll nominate you.
We're going to win next year for that. We're going to win.
we won't win. That's okay, though.
And what are some of the things that you do to help bridge the international Neverwinter Nights community, other than what you've said right now, that is out there?
You know, since the release of Mask of the Betrayer, Atari, the big Atari, contacted me to be a Neverwinter Nights 2 European community representative. Yeah, it's long.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Obsidian has its own community representatives. You know, great people like Grinning Fool, mm-hmm. or Webby, or Hellfire from Robinson Workshop. Well, Atari has also a group of community representatives for the people who play Neverwinter Nights 2, but not in English. I'm very happy to be there on that place, because I usually get in touch with Atari producers and talk about what can be good for the Neverwinter Nights franchise, and instead of what most people think, they listen us. Yes, they listen us. And I think they will release soon an audio patch for the non-English versions of Neverwinter Nights 2, because in some versions of the game, like the French one, the dialogues were all messed up, and they get some guys to the Atari headquarters too to try Mysteries of Westgate. And you know, I did a podcast with Alan Miranda from Ocean Studios.
That's good.
And you know, I got this exclusive for the Storm of Sihir announcement. I was the first in the world to announce the new expansion of Neverwinter Nights 2. And mainly they are giving us really good opportunities to think in a present and future for the Neverwinter Nights franchise. And that's what I think, but, you know, there are things that I have to keep secret for the moment.
Cool. So, hey, next time you're talking to some of those Atari producers, ask them if they want to sponsor a podcast. Hint, hint, hint.
Who knows, right? Who knows?
Sorry, Skunk, had to put that in there.
Go for it.
So, Daniel, what is Everfire Forge? When I was studying, researching some of the many things that you do out there in the community, I stumbled across that. And actually that was the first time I'd come across it.
A year ago, a friend of mine pushed me to try again the 3D modeling. When I was younger, I had some 3D studio lessons, but I never continued those studies because it was a program, and it is a program, very scary, hard to learn. But that friend and the Obsidian Model Contest made me use the program again to practice a little. And you know, suddenly I changed my mind about the program, and I started to model things for Neverwinter Nights 2 and tried to improve my skills with it. And now I really love it. And I thought that the best way to improve those skills was to create items and weapons for the game, because they don't have the same hard work as modeling a big placeable or a creature with all its animations. And I'm a big fan of war weaponry and legends of the history, and the fact that I needed a website in English, you know, in English, to show my work, mm-hmm. created the Verified Forge initiative. We basically make wielded items for Neverwinter Nights 2. You know, any kind of weapon or shields or whatever, you know, every item. And all of them are originally modeled for the game, so you will not find them in any other place. And the vast majority of items are based on legendary stuff like the known Stormbringer or Sting or Anduril from Lord of the Rings or the Witcher Swords. This year I released the first pack, which contains about 20 different sets of swords and about 90 combinations with tintable textures too, and it adds two new base Dungeons and Dragons weapons, you know, the Punching Dagger and the Xian Gam.
Oh, yeah.
My French co-partner Alban released you a rural pack, which includes environmental rural weapons such as a big fork to kill the evil wizards, as Willy said, and a broom or a feather or pickaxe, and basically items to give your commoners a better look and finally get their hands busy to work. And both packages are available to download and install freely in your Neverwinter Nights 2 modules, and they are compatible with Kedrin's PRC pack. And you know, I try there to track the community to the custom content and make tutorials too, and try to get the people involved to release stuff, but I haven't got too much luck on that task up to now, but I'm pretty happy with the results and packages that the people seem to love. But well, on the other hand, I used the EVA5 Forge too for the track of my single player campaign, which is called Game for a Day. It's a module I have been working slowly for the last year, and it's something I never did for Neverwinter Nights, a single player module. And it's basically a way too for showing the works of the CO team, just because this module will be released in English too. And so all people in the world will be able to play, not only those who speak Spanish. And I'm about to release the first chapter, and I'm very happy with the result. It will be an outbreaking module with new and original content and ideas I never published. And you will not find too much roleplay for the moment, but yeah, I'm sure it won't disappoint any Neverwinter Nights player. Believe me, it's great. And, you know, if you like to get more info, you have to visit everfireforge.neverwinterball.ign.com.
And we'll put those in the show notes as well. That video you did was awesome, by the way. The trailer for King of the Day.
Yeah, you know, there are some things like that trailer, you start to think about it, and it was like 4 months thinking in the trailer how I was going to do it, and it's just to take that image in your head and boom, do it in the video. It's just that. Everyone can do it. It's easy.
That's awesome. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, especially if there's going to be an English version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pointing to release it in October, the Spanish version, and maybe November or December for the English version. And I have some English people that will help me, apart from the Dylan group. I think I had Ben that wanted to help me, and Wooding too. So it would be awesome that some people can check those typos, you know.
Well, Daniel, we are here on the NWN Podcast. Love to have international celebrities such as yourself on the show. And any parting words for the community?
Okay. Well, yes, it's something very important. Get together, you will be stronger. I saw a lot of Neverwinter Nights projects going down because they need a hand to continue their hard work, and now it's even more difficult since Neverwinter Nights 2 came out, and the quantity of work has raised up, and it's almost impossible to create a standard module or adventure without the help of some friends and get the proper motivation. You know, don't try to be the level 20 guy building, smashing unuseful scripts, and believing that your work is the only one out there. Share your thoughts and works and help others, and you will help yourself. Neverwinter Nights is a game that you will enjoy always with more people, allies or enemies, but most of all is the Neverwinter Nights community is one of the most working and fanatic communities that I have ever seen in a video game. And you know what you must do is get in game and level up. And well, if you can roleplay a little between that, thanks. This is not World of Warcraft.
Awesome words.
Yes. Well, thanks, Daniel, a.k.a. QK, a.k.a. Cockroach, for being on our show and taking some time to visit with us this afternoon.
Thanks to you, guys.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So, Skunk, NWN and NWN2 are truly an international community, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All over the world.
I'm glad we can do our part in having some of our international friends on the show.
Oh, yes. And don't... Anybody out there, just because you know that we're evil Americans, don't be discouraged to chat with us or communicate with our site. We love everybody all over the world that's part of our Neverwinter Nights community.
Mm-hmm. And we have listeners all over the world. One of the things that we can tell from our statistics from our website is what countries people hit it from, you know, hit the website from, and yeah. I mean, they're all over the place. All right, anything else, Skunk, before we call it a night?
Yes, folks, you might want to check out this awesome interview with a campaign spotlight on the Hearthstone saga with Dungeon Master Grey Wolf McGrawler.
That's a cool name.
Yes, it is pretty wicked. At neverwintercampaigns.com, NWNcampaigns.com. It's right on the front page. You can't miss it.
Hearthstone Saga.
Mm-hmm. And he has campaigns going on, and you could read up on it and learn how to get in game with this awesome dungeon master.
Well, that's it for this week, Skunk.
Well, folks, get in game.
And level up. Level up. Level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
Was that bad?
Yeah, a little bad.
She has your cookies.
Here's the answer. What's exactly that, the cookies? It's like a... like a phrase?
From the I don't know. It just started a long time ago, and we have no idea what it means.
Okay.
Ooh, I did it the first time. Nanner, nanner, nanner.
Try a second, then.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. See ya.
Click.
You have to say, pequeño cabrón, very angry, Skunk. You have to say, pequeño cabrón.
Pequeño cabrón.
Lovely. That was
all right. The reason why it sounded fast is there was lots of parts where you said I had to like mix words that you said because you were like,
I butchered it big time, didn't I?
You're like kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, we'll go on. You know, Skunk's gonna work on this. You know.
How long did it take you to mix that?
I think it took me a while.
I bet it did. Good job, though. Man, you can tell that we were reading scripts.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It'll be funny. Whoa, dude!
That was fake.
So did you want to spotlight somebody in the news?
Yeah, but cut out you asking me.
I will.
Yeah, I got a shout out to Jason. he my friend. Load hints.
Going in the
load hints. Load hints. Knights Builders Beginning Guide. Beginners Builders. Blah. Hello?
Oh, you cut out. Okay. Cut out there for a second. Do your cookie sentence over again. So do I get a cookie? sorry, go on. Where were we before Big Bird interrupted us? Well, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. What's we got next?
it's time for
Count Dracula.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, what was his name?
You want me to talk about Sesame Street, boy?
You started it.
No, you did.
Hello, peanut butter sandwiches. Do you remember that?
Folks, we have a... I think
I've lost it.
I'm ready for the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay, Skunk, let's... I'm sorry.
I think it's time for our interview.
I think it's time for sing-along.
No, the interview.
Round one.
Como una pantera negra, una pantera de la selva.
voy a ser como una pantera negra.